everybody. Welcome to the Capital Repeater GMRF Nuts, held every Saturday at 8 p.m. on Channel 20, or 462.675 with a tone of 141.3. All are welcome to join in. This is a directed net. Please direct all your traffic through your net controller. I'll be your net controller tonight. I am WSGD 991. This net will now stand by for any emergency or priority traffic. If there is any, please call now. Information about Utah GMRFs can be found at Utah GMRF's Facebook group and utahgmrf.info. We'll then move on to the check-in portion of the net. I've already checked myself in, WSGD 991, Chris and Murray, so we'll go ahead and move on to the first caller, please.
WSFP 230, this is Lee and Magnus.
Not catch the name.
Name is Lee.
Got you in there, Lee. Thanks for calling. Next caller, please.
This is WSEJ 532 Terry from West Jordan.
In there, Terry. Thanks for joining us. Next caller, please.
WRWK 640, Shane in West Valley.
In there, Shane. Next caller, please. We're taking check-ins for the Capital Nets. Held every night, every Saturday night at 8. If you'd like to join in, please call with your name, call sign, location. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and continue onwards and we'll swing back around in just a minute. And check myself in. Not too much going on with me radio wise, just enjoying the long weekend, hanging out with the wife and the kids at home, and not looking forward to Monday. I'll go ahead and hand it off to Lee, WSFP 230. The floor is all yours.
Hey everyone, I actually just moved to Magna from Murray, and getting my radio's all set up out here. I've got my youngest son. He's got a UV 5G Pro that I bought him a couple months ago. Kind of getting him interested in GMRS and everything. But definitely looking forward to seeing what I can pick up out here.
I'm actually looking at making that exact same move next month. Moving Murray to the West Valley Magna line, basically. Also, at the beginning of your transmission there, you were having trouble holding a repeater. I'm not sure if you walked somewhere with a little bit better line of sight, but the end of your transmission is coming through pretty good. Do you want to retry that first portion of your transmission?
Yeah, I was just saying that I had just moved out here to Magna from Murray and had my youngest son monitoring from his UV 5G Pro that I bought him a couple months ago. He's in West Valley and making sure he can hear everything. Just looking forward, like I said, to what I can pick up out here and get more people interested in the hobby out here.
Well, that's awesome. I'm sure you guys are probably close enough to be able to do Simplex as well now. I know Murray to Magna, Murray to West Valley is a little bit spotty. Sure, West Valley to Magna is probably pretty good simplex wise. You guys don't gotta count on repeaters to be able to communicate with each other, so that's great to hear. I think we'll go ahead and hand it off to Terry, WSEJ 532.
Yeah, this is Terry in West Jordan. I'm coming to you just on a handheld. It's a UVGM Pro, so I think it comes across pretty good, but just spent my day working in the yard and just barely got done mowing the lawn so I could join you guys tonight.
You're coming through fairly muffled for me. I think I heard you say you got a new radio.
So you're saying I'm not coming in very clear?
You're coming through about 5x5. It's just very muffled. I don't know if you want to try talking a little closer to your microphone, maybe.
Does that sound any better?
That one was crystal clear. Your floor is yours again.
So, I was trying to speak through a hand mic on my first conversation. So without the hand mic, I come in a lot clearer?
Yeah, now you're coming through pretty good. It sounds like that hand mic is a little bit muffled, to say the least.
Well, that's good to know. I need to get rid of that mic then. I was just saying I've been working it. All I've been doing is just working around the yard today.
Well, it's a good day for that. I appreciate you taking off from, well, I guess not taking off from that job, but putting a pause on that task at least to join us nerds here on the airwaves. Let's see, we'll go ahead and give a pause for a second. Anyone wanting to join in late to the net, please go ahead and call with your name, call sign, and location.
WSFV334, John and Murray.
John, next caller, please. Again, taking any check-ins for the Saturday Night Net, held on the Capitol repeater. If you'd like to join in, please call with your name, call sign, and location. Hand it off to Shane, WRWK640.
Good evening, 991 and off the net. WRWK640 here in West Valley for the weekend. No, not doing much, just regular work stuff. I just remembered I had to get my 2-meter packet wind leak check-in done. I usually do that while I'm up here on the weekends. I do it over the 2 meters. I don't have any of these fancy wind leak gateways near my house for 2 meters, so the only chance I get is when I'm up here in Salt Lake. So other than that, no other real big radio news. Listening out and hearing everybody talk. So with that, I'll pass it back to Net Control from WRWK640.
Haven't tried the ham side of things down in the Lehigh American Fork area. So that's still up in the air for me as far as what's going on down there. Do appreciate you joining us either way. I'll go ahead and hand it off to John, WSFV334.
334 here. Yeah, I'm just not doing much today. I am amazed. I'm on a handheld attached to an antenna, a J-pole, how well that performs. Just amazing versus the mobile, more powerful rig with an antenna on the vehicle. Back net control.
Yeah, the antenna definitely has a lot more impact than a lot of people might think on your reception and be able to send your signals out. As far as reception-wise, it kind of matters more how high you can get it. But as far as being able to get signals out, yeah, you definitely the right pole, the right antenna for the right job, and you get signals a lot better out. That's the end of my list for the moment. Anyone who would like to join in before we move on to the next section of the nets, now's your chance.
WRQJ 497 mobile, no traffic.
Appreciate you joining us anyways. Next caller, please. Alright, hearing none, we'll go ahead and hand it over to the round table section of the net. This section, you can make any announcements, ask any questions, bring up any topics of conversations you wanted to talk about, and hopefully we'll be able to have a good conversation or get you some answers. Anyone? The floor is open.
Hey, this is 532. I've got a question. What is the Morse code sounding beeping that we hear often on different channels?
If you're hearing it from repeaters, most likely is the repeater calling out its owner's call sign. I know Cottonwood, you'll hear that fairly often. Mikhail has his set up to call out on key up every 15 minutes, give or take. Other than that, Morse code is also allowed within GMRS rules for the FCC. So there's a chance you're also hearing some people communicate with Morse code just because it's the closest thing to encryption you can legally do. Other than that, I don't hear much for Morse CW coming through on GMRS.
So are you saying that when it says, you're saying it's giving out its call sign, so is that coming across digital?
You're going to have to be a little more specific on what you mean by that.
So it's just giving out a tone. So can certain radios hear what that tone is saying, or is everybody just hearing that tone?
Not on GMRS. On GMRS, you're really only allowed FM and analog. There is minor exceptions for being able to send data packets like GPS location and minor data packets, stuff like that. That's more of the ham side thing where you're getting into digital radio, DMR radio, and stuff like that. But what you're hearing locally is just plain old Morse code coming out of repeaters that have been programmed to identify themselves. Usually they're programmed to identify themselves on their owner's call sign, so that everyone knows who that repeater belongs to.
Copy that. That answers my question.
Could be more of an assistance there. Anyone else has something to say on that?
WRQJ 497 with a comment.
Where's you had a comment?
Oh, yeah, sorry, it keeps breaking on me. I'm not hearing the whole thing. WRQJ 497, Greg, with a comment. I downloaded a Morse code interpreter app on my iPad. And it would pick it up, and it would actually interpret what the Morse code was on my iPad. And it's exactly what it was. WRQJ7.
497, you were having trouble holding the repeater. I think I caught the gist of what you were saying. You downloaded an app on your iPad for interpreting Morse code, and then just had your iPad listen to your radio, and it'll pop up on screen what the Morse code is saying.
Roger that, and it was the repeater's call sign.
And 4, yeah, appreciate you joining in there. Yeah, I forgot to mention you can also download apps to your phone, your iPad, or even your desktop computer can do it for you as well. So you'll be able to interpret Morse code if you aren't up to learning it yourself, which is completely understandable. I still haven't learned it myself either, and I have my ham license as well. We'll we'll do the SEC thing. This is WSGD 991, net controller for tonight. Any other topics, conversations, questions, comments, anything of the sort? Hearing none, I guess we'll go ahead and close this net out. We had 5 check-ins, not including myself, 6 including myself. Appreciate y'all hopping on the radio and joining the nerd that I am on the radio airwaves, even on a Saturday night. We'll go and close this net out and return this repeater back to regular GMRS use. This is WSGD 991. Thanks, guys. Have a good night. Last caller, you were about 90% static. Could not make out what you were saying. WSGD 991.